You're listening to the Texas Standard.
We might not always like it. We might grumble that it costs too much, but a lot of Texans consider it the duty of a responsible property owner to buy insurance so that in the unfortunate event that something happens, the losses are covered, of course. But what about the state of Texas? Well, the Austin American-Statesman reports that Texas has billions of dollars of uninsured property, and when catastrophe strikes, like what? A hurricane, perhaps? Well, who pays for it? Who do you think? Eric Dexheimer's been doing the numbers. He's an investigative reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Eric, thanks for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
You report that this summer, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, which has several uninsured facilities, sustained something like, $1 million in damage from Hurricane Harvey? Is that right?
That's right. They have some facilities in the floodplain along the Brazos River. It's called the Ramsey Complex. There's three units there, and they had to evacuate about 4,500 prisoners when Harvey hit and the flood water started to rise. It damaged a bunch of buildings and equipment there.
And so damage, $1 million, all that was uninsured.
That's right. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice is one of actually an unknown number of state agencies that don't cover any insurance.
Well, wait.
Don't have any insurance.
I have to ask you, though. I mean, one of the biggest, you could say, disasters to strike government property. I'm thinking of the governor's mansion. You remember when that was torched back in 2008? Was that insured?
No, it wasn't. The preservation agency had to petition the legislature for more than $20 million to help conduct repairs and do some renovations on it. It's another building that was uncovered by insurance.
So prisons, the governor's mansion, what else is uninsured? I mean, how much property are we talking about here that Texas taxpayers could be on the hook for that's not insured?
Well, the short answer is that the State Office of Risk Management, which is charged with mitigating risk to state property, doesn't really know. It was only in 2015 that the legislature asked them to conduct a survey to find out how much state property was uninsured. What they found out was that it was about $7.4 billion worth, although even they concede that is an educated guess. One of the agencies that is uninsured that we know of is the Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife, which also happens to be the agency with the single most pieces of property within the state.
So what is the explanation for not insuring all this property? I mean, what do administrators of these various agencies say about why they don't insure this property?
Well, there are a couple reasons. One is that it can be pretty expensive. And as you know, Texas lawmakers typically look in the short range. So if you're making a budget for a particular year and you're being asked to set aside money for insurance, which doesn't exactly buy you anything in particular that year, they might be reluctant to do that instead of using it to fund a program or buy something else. What other states do is they typically set aside a pot of money for self-insurance. And so that means that for anticipated repairs, that is small storms, occasional fires, a small hailstorm, they'll have a pot of money from which they could draw to fix the property. And then what they do in addition to that is have what's called excess or catastrophic insurance. And that is for in the event of a giant storm, say a Harvey, a Rita, a large flood, after they pay their deductible, just like with your house insurance, there'll be a pot of money that can be paid out to cover those larger damages.
Well, I mean, I guess in a sense you could say, I suppose, that Texas has a kind of self-insurance if agency chiefs can go to the legislature and say we've suffered this damage and lawmakers appropriate more money to cover repairs, right?
Right. It's kind of like the the old adage that the rich don't need insurance, right? Bill Gates probably doesn't need insurance on his house. If it burns down, he just builds a new one. But most people I spoke to agree that over the long run, the cost of purchasing a premium and setting aside money for insurance is cheaper than paying out of pocket for repairs as they occur. So, yes, it's true that the agencies can go and petition the state for more money, but over the long run, it costs millions of dollars to taxpayers.
Any reason to think that lawmakers may reconsider the state's position on not buying insurance in so many cases?
I don't know. In the past, I've spoken to a couple directors for the Office of Risk Management. They say that If you look at their state reports, year after year after year, they warn legislators that this is something that they ought to be doing, that the state ought to be taking this precaution. But for whatever reason, the idea of property insurance is boring, or that, as I said, they tend to think in terms of short term. They haven't done it. On the other hand, in recent legislative session, for the first time ever, the lawmakers ordered the risk managers to do an assessment of state property, which is the first step toward insuring it. And what they found out is that they don't know nearly as much as they need to start insuring. So they've taken some small steps, but there's still a way to go.
Obviously, the state has taken some kind of hit on Harvey. Do we have a number yet, and is it clear how much taxpayers may be on the hook because of an unwillingness to obtain insurance?
The number right now is $5.5 billion. That's the total losses that state agencies have sustained from Hurricane Harvey as reported to the Legislative Budget Board. That doesn't mean that all of that is property damage. Some of it is extra costs and manpower. And it doesn't mean that all that is uninsured. So the short answer is no, they don't know yet. They're still figuring that out.
Eric Dexheimer, investigative reporter for the Austin American Statesman, will have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on.